Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 257. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. It's the podcast where I say that's a vibe a lot. It's the podcast where I share my feelings, the podcast where I mention that I enjoy lounging in my jeans or even napping in my jeans, and I get annihilated for that because apparently that's frowned upon. It's the podcast where I laugh from my own jokes because I can. But thank you for listening. It really is mind-boggling at this point how many of you do, and that means the absolute world to me to have you listen, to have you support me, to have you reach out and let me know that I've, you know, helped you in some way, big or small. That is my mission in life, frankly, to empower you to realize that you're never alone. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for sharing the podcast with friends. Thank you for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com and picking up a journal. It means a lot to me, and that goes without saying at this point, but I have to say it. I have to do it. But here we go. Let me hop into this episode here. It's something that's close to my heart, and it's something actually I get a lot of questions about. I think people ask me about this topic without really realizing that there's a really strong mindset here. And it's that in life, in your career, in your dating life, you name it, how do you know? How do you know if someone or something is right for you or not? How do you know if something is meant to be? Like, how the heck do you know? How do you actually know? And I talk all the time about different mindsets, right? Different mindsets and like clues and cues to know if someone is right for you, if an opportunity is right for you. Recently on the pod, I talked about this idea of green flags. Those are flags that say, yes, you know, this feels right. I've talked about red flags, which say, no, this doesn't feel right. I've talked about, you know, knowing when someone is kind of a toxic, draining person. I've talked about being aware of being a people pleaser. I've talked about, you know, unnecessarily giving your energy away to people and things that drain you or don't deserve you, and so on and so on. And I stand by those mindsets, certainly. I think those are really, really helpful in providing you clarity in life, guiding you to make more compassionate decisions. But at the end of the day, right, it's still never easy to really know, to be able to answer that question. How do I know if something's meant to be? You know, it's far easier to overthink that question and drive yourself nuts and go in circles and like really get in your head. And particularly so in dating and relationships, like how do you know if someone is meant to be? How do you know if they, like who they are as a person, is who you need and who you deserve? How do you know if it's them or it's just, you know, they're funny or it's great sex, right? How do you know when you should ride out the waves of a relationship, the ups and downs of relationships versus, you know, saying I'm out of here, right? How do you know? And I don't have a simple answer for you, right? I don't have like a one size fits all kind of blueprint for this, but I do have a question that I ask myself that really helps answer this larger question. And it's one little small question, you know, it's how do I know if this is right for me? How do I know if this is meant to be? Is this person meant for me? Is this job meant for me? Is this friend meant for me? You name it, right? So that's the big question that we wrestle with in life. And then you ask yourself, so how do I know? Is it meant to be or is it not meant to be? So to address that, I ask myself a smaller question that really is helpful. And it's that when I think about that person or that job or whatever it is I'm considering, is it bringing out the best in me or the worst in me? When I think of myself and my relationship with the thing or person or those people, what is my reaction to myself? What is my reaction to how I act? Are they bringing out the best in me or are they bringing out the worst in me? And it's a simple question, but I think it's really, really powerful. And it can kind of be like a smack in the face for you when you decide to ask it and then actually answer it. Like, it could sober you up real quick. And I think that that's an amazing gift you have. And it's so powerful because you know yourself better than you think. You really do. You know your good qualities and you know your bad qualities. You do. You know when you're being neurotic. You know when you're being a jerk. You know when you're being obsessive or desperate or possessive. You know when you're acting out of anxiousness or jealousy. You know when you're being a sleazeball or a fuckboy or a fuckgirl. You name it. Like, you know your bad qualities. And on the flip side, you also know your good qualities. You know when you're being calm and free, when you're being kind and supportive and trusting and trustworthy. You know when you're being honest and truthful, right? Those are your good qualities and your bad qualities. And you know yourself better than you think. And you can tell the difference, certainly, because you've been living your own life in your own head, in your own body for some time. You know yourself. And so I think asking yourself this question can be really, really telling, like really telling. In dating, for example, like when I think of this person I'm dating or considering dating, is he or is she bringing out my best qualities or my worst qualities? That's the question. Well, right? Ask yourself that and then answer it as honestly as you can. When you do that, you can really open your eyes to some truths that answer that larger question, if this person is meant to be or not. Personally, I can look in my life, I can look back, play the tape back here. And if I were to have asked myself this small question in previous relationships, I think I would have realized some very telling things, namely that, you know, that relationship was bringing out my worst. And of course, hindsight's 20/20, but like I can look back and I can think of one relationship in particular, and I can look at it and I could be like, damn, you know, with some hindsight here, that actually brought out the worst in me. I wish I would have realized this at the time. Like, I look back and I'd be like, man, yeah, I was desperate in that relationship. I didn't trust her. I was like suspicious. I was trying to prove something about myself and like my success and like my confidence and like how masculine I was. Like, I was kind of fake in that sense and just desperate. And those are my bad traits. Very tangibly, those are my bad traits. And that's not good. And I wish I would have asked myself that, you know, many years ago in that relationship. I can also look back. I can dig in the old case dating vault, and I can think of a great relationship that I was in at one point in my 20s. And it's a relationship that ended amicably, for sure. But I can look back and I can ask myself this question now. Was she bringing out the best in me or the worst in me? And I can say now in retrospect that she was actually bringing out the best in me. Like, I felt like I was truly myself. I didn't feel like I had anything to prove. I was completely trusting. I was calm. There was no pressure. I wasn't fake. I was honest and open and truthful about everything. And those are my good qualities. Those are my best qualities. And she brought those out in me. And so that's just me, like, trying to apply this to my life. That's my experience. And I wish in those moments in my past, I had taken the time to ask myself that question, because just like everyone in my past, I was wrestling with that larger question, you know, is she meant to be? Is this meant to be? And in the first place, in the first relationship that I referenced, had I asked myself that question, I think at the time I probably would have realized that she wasn't for me because she was bringing out the worst in me. And in the latter example I provided, you know, if I would have asked myself that in the present, I would have realized that maybe there was something to hang on to. And, you know, we should have tried to make that relationship work. But, you know, it's hindsight for you. You know, there's nothing to hang on to. But it really does demonstrate the power of such a simple, small question. And this, of course, transcends dating. This applies in every area of life, practically. I can't think of an area where it doesn't apply. Does this bring out the best in me or the worst in me? Certainly in your career or the job you're working, does this job make me a caring, compassionate, you know, energized human? Or is it making me toxic and, overly competitive or apathetic to other people? Well, you know, that's the question. Ask yourself, does this job make me appreciate the work, the industry? Does it make me love myself when I'm doing it, when I'm practicing this craft? Or is it, you know, turning me cold? Is it making me hate the industry and the craft and the people in it and all those kinds of things? That's the question. And it's the answer to the larger question of is it meant to be or is it not meant to be? And I think it comes down to whether it brings out the best in you or the worst in you. That there's no more telling sign than that. I can't think of a scenario where something or someone brings out the worst in you and you say that that is meant to be, right? Seriously, can you think of an example where that might be the case, where someone brings out the worst in you? How could that person be meant for you if that's the case? Someone who makes you feel self-conscious or insecure, someone who drives you to be suspicious or desperate, who makes you feel jealous and uptight and desperate. I don't think so. I don't see how you could rationalize that person as being meant to be when that's the case. Because that's forced. That is forced. Because when you force something, in my experience, that is when your bad qualities come out. That's when your desperation comes out. That's when those bad qualities that we all have come to the surface. But on the flip side, someone who is meant to be, something that is meant to be, or has potential to be meant to be, right? This is a sliding scale here. That's not forced. That's someone, for instance, who doesn't require you to be anything and anyone other than who you are. That's someone who you don't need to, you know, quote, win over. With that person, there's trust and there's no pressure. There's lots of trust. There's like a level playing field. And on that playing field, you're just you. And you're free to bring your best qualities to the surface. And you do. So that's how I think about this. And maybe like a helpful way for all of us to like really drive this home is to literally like see this and visualize it. And to do so by making a list of your good qualities and your bad qualities. Yeah, I know that sounds like super simple, but I think it's really powerful. And a lot of the times, I think we'd be surprised by doing an exercise like this. We don't take the time to recognize when we're doing this, when we're acting a fool or not. So I say, do this right now. Make a quick list with me. Maybe let's just call it five each. What are your five best qualities? What are your five good qualities? What are five qualities that you're proud of? And then what are five of your bad qualities? What are five qualities you're not so proud of? Write those down and keep it short. Good qualities, like your kindness, your empathy, your honesty, your willingness to help, whatever. Your bad qualities, bad temper, jealousy, desperate desire to please, possessiveness, you name it. Just write them down. Five good, five bad. And now think about that thing or that person that you're considering. That thing that you're wondering if it's meant to be, if it's for you or not. That person you're thinking about, if they're meant to be your person or not. You should continue exploring a future together, you name it. Relative to those qualities you listed out, do you see those qualities? Which do you see? Good or bad? Which one are they? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a mix of both? Okay, well, now you have something to go off of. And it's something that you know, right? Again, to my point, you know those qualities. They are tangible to you because they are you and you're you. So there you go. And like, who do you know better than you? And relative to that thing, are you seeing a lot of your good qualities appear? Great. That's fantastic. That's a good sign. Maybe it is meant to be. Maybe he or she is meant to be for you. Maybe it's worth exploring further. That's great. Maybe though you're seeing a bunch of your bad qualities appearing. Well, that's a bad sign. It's not a good sign. It's something to consider. You have some choices to make. Maybe though you're seeing a mix of both. Well, now welcome to being human. But now I say, now you have this opportunity to dig into the bad ones. Are they just part of life? Are they just part of being an emotional, fallible human? Okay, I could dig that. No one's perfect. It's never going to be all butterflies and rainbows, but don't dismiss that. Dive into those bad qualities. Explore the why behind them. Why are they appearing? Why are they being brought out in you? Consider that. So I think this is really powerful. I think this question has the power to give you clarity in life. And that's clarity that can be hard to find otherwise, because to my point in the beginning, it's so easy in life to overthink. It's easy to be confused. It's easy to confuse yourself. It's so easy to mistake certain signs as indicators, as like larger indicators that someone or something is right for you. someone or something is meant to be. But I think the strongest sign you have and the strongest sign you're capable of knowing with certainty is you. You. You're the one behind the wheel. And as I keep saying, you know yourself pretty well. Certainly better than you probably think you do. And you have the answers you seek. And a lot of the time, those answers appear in the form of the qualities of yours that are rising to the surface. Either your better qualities or your not so great qualities. Your emotions are a powerful thing. They really are. And when you feel a certain way deep down, it comes out in the form of good actions or bad actions, good qualities or bad qualities, good reactions or bad reactions. And again, because we're human and we make mistakes, sometimes we can't quite put our finger on that deep down feeling we have. And in those instances, you have this powerful thing to rely on. And that's reacting to your qualities that are rising to the surface. You need to look no further than those things, than how you act and what you say and your mental state when you're with or around that person or that thing or that job or whatever it is you're considering. Those things, your actions, words, responses, mentalities, they tell you everything you need to know. Are you more anxious when you're with that person or around that person or thinking about that person? Do you feel like yourself? Do you appreciate yourself more or less? Do you speak honestly and openly, or do you find yourself hiding truths about yourself, or like speaking in half-truths or exaggerating truths? Are you kind and loving, or all of a sudden trying to be cool and closed off and apathetic? Are you desperate and trying to win, or are you just cool with being yourself and living and loving? Ask yourself that question. Is this person bringing out the best in me or the worst in me? Is he meant to be? Is she meant to be? Is it meant to be? Your actions and the qualities you live will tell you everything you need to know, or at least it will give you a really strong sign of what you need to consider next. So I'll end it right there. Just wanted to keep this short and sweet, and I hope that gave you something to think about. If it did, I'd love it if you would share the podcast with a friend. Just send them the link, text them the link, DM them the link, and say, hey, you might find something here helpful. He does new episodes every single week, and tell them to subscribe. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for picking up a journal or two or three at newmindsethoodist.com. And until next episode, I'm out.